You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
And the reaction of the Egyptian toward Am Yisrael says, "Vayachutzu mipenei bnei Yisrael." So kotz simply means thorn. It's like they became like a thorn in their eyes. That's how they felt about the Jews. So now, "Vayachutzu mipenei bnei Yisrael," mipenei simply means because of. Because of Am Yisrael. And also, panim also means face. So this explanation that is brought, so when it says, "Vayagutsu mipenei v'nei Yisrael," that means by looking at the Yehudi and they see, oh, he has a kippah and he has a peot. So that was very painful for them. So it says, "Vayagutsu mipenei v'nei Yisrael," not only because of them, but how they looked. So that was a very painful thing for the Egyptian. Why? Because they noticed that these Jews, even though that they're in Los Angeles, they see they're wearing their kippah, talit katan, and they have their peot. So that what exactly bothered them. So that means Am Yisrael, after many, many years, but still, as is brought in the Midrash, their Hebrew name was not changed, and also they spoke Hebrew, and their appearance, their clothing stayed the same. So that's what exactly means. Vayakutsu mipenei b'nei Yisrael. So they could not believe that this nation still keeps his heritage. This interesting midrash in Midrash Rut is brought that happened to be two ladies, non-Jew ladies, that for years and years and years, they're fighting. The whole city knew about these two ladies. So now they decided, you know, it's enough to make peace between them. So they arranged a meeting, they brought the two ladies. And after hours and hours, you know, speaking to them and letting out, so they accepted to make peace. So then one of them said, "You know, I will forgive you for everything that you did to me, whatever that you have told me. For one thing, I'm not going to forgive you. Because one time, when you get angry at me, then you called me a Jew to put me down. For that, I'm not going to forgive you." So that means the animosity and the hatred that the nation they have toward Am Yisrael. So here we see it. That's what the beginning of the Galut was all about. Vayakutsu mipenei b'nei Yisrael. So one lesson that we learn, that Yehudi, as Bilam predicted. So Bilam said, "Hen am levadat ubagoyim lo yitchashav." So this nation, as long as they stay in their ghettos, they have their own minhagim, their heritage, so then they have value toward the goy. But if they break their rules, so then they lose their respect and value toward nations. It's very interesting, back from the country that we came from, like in market, there were Yehudim that they closed on Shabbat, and unfortunately there were Yehudim that didn't close on Shabbat. And it's very interesting thing that the non-Jews, the Muslims, they had more respect for those that they closed on Shabbat rather than those that they opened on Shabbat. So that's what the Bilam said. Hen am levadat ishkon. This is a nation that has to have its own thing. So then, if they have their own ruling and they follow it, so they find respect in eyes of other nations. So without a shame, we get our respect back soon. Without a shame.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.